New Jersey schools will be reopening in fall with students back in the classrooms. Department of Education's 104-page plan released, which we posted the only two on our website homepage, which is issuesandideasradio.com. It sets a minimum framework for reopening, leaving school districts to make quite a few decisions about what the school year for them will be looking like. The state does require some in-person instruction in every district, but does not set a specific number of hours or days. The guidelines acknowledge students likely can't properly social distance if they all show up at the same time, so it lets districts come up with alternate schedules that combine remote and in-person instruction, or they create cohorts of students who attend in person on alternate days. Here are some of the bullet point details. Social distancing must be practiced as much as possible in classrooms, and should certainly be done on buses, which probably means a lot of buses. There's a growth industry all of a sudden. Students should sit 6 feet apart, but if that's not possible, barriers should be installed between the desks, or desks should all be facing in one direction. Face coverings are required for teachers, other staff, and visitors, unless they have a medical reason that they're unable to wear them. Students are strongly encouraged to wear masks and must wear them if they can't social distance. There'll be more cleaning, disinfecting, and hand-washing procedures. Screening policies must be adopted by districts to detect if students and staff have symptoms or have been exposed to the coronavirus. State officials said that can include observation, temperature checks, which are preferred. Anyone who has symptoms, of course, must be isolated. If districts continue to use shared cafeterias, mealtimes have to be staggered to allow for social distancing and cleaning between groups of students. Districts must stop self-service or buffet-style lunches, opting instead for grab-and-go meals, as an example. And recess must be staggered to limit the number of kids, and playground equipment must be disinfected between those groups. Schools should consider closing locker rooms, but phys ed classes can continue. And this isn't just a decision that was made by a small committee or a handful of people. The Department of Education's reopening requirements are based on feedback they got from leaders of about 50 education and community organizations and more than 300 superintendents, as well as a survey of nearly 300,000 parents. So at least they asked. And as far as the school population, there's approximately 1.4 million public school children in the state spread through the 580 districts, and that doesn't include charter schools, by the way.